Hamden District Attorney Mark Mastroianni has awarded $30,000 to two Springfield-based nonprofit agencies from the Drug Forfeiture Grant Program. The fund consists of money and property forfeited by court order following a criminal conviction for a drug dealing offense.
It's an enormous sense of accomplishment. It's one of the parts of having this job. It's a real feel-good part. It's a real making a difference part.
Mastroianni has given out $100,000 since starting the program 2 years ago.
I see so much tragedy every day. And some of it is so horrible, it's just overwhelming. So to see something positive like this that I can actually have an impact on and work with people that are involved in these programs, it's an enormous sense of accomplishment for me.
The latest recipients of funds from the program are the YMCA of Greater Springfield and Square One, an early education and child care program based in Springfield. The Y received $20,000 to fund two initiatives, and Square One received $10,000. Kirk Smith, president and CEO of the YMCA, says $10,000 will be used to help support a youth boxing program, and $10,000 will go to a summer camp for inner city children.
What it speaks to for me is that, you know, money that was meant for evil is now being used for good. You know, and the folks that had this money that eventually was confiscated from, I don't know what their intentions were, but we're going to use something meant for evil and use it for good. And that's what it means to me.
The youth boxing program was started 2 years ago by Springfield Police Lieutenant Rupert Daniel. He said it has helped get about 150 teenagers and young adults off the streets. Daniel said at times he's dipped into his own pocket and relied on donations from others to buy boxing equipment and pay for travel to tournaments.
All this time while you're a police officer, you're wondering, is there something else we can do with these kids? But nothing's free. So, you know, I was working overtime, struggling. Then the district attorney came and helped me out, and it's been phenomenal.
Square One will use the grant from the district attorney for a pilot program that will provide supervised weekly visits between children and parents who have temporarily lost custody of the children because of drug abuse. Square One President and CEO Joan Kagan said the supervised visits are a prelude to reuniting the families.
It's also very traumatic for a child to be separated from their mother. It's very devastating. It's traumatic. They're victimized by it. And we want to really address that and help the child through that process and provide this type of programming.
The visits will take place at Square One's Family Resource Center on Main Street in Springfield.
There's resources and playthings that the parents and the child can have a really, quality supervision, quality visitation that is supervised. But it is very child-friendly.
Mastroianni said he hopes the drug forfeiture program continues. That will be up to his successor. Mastroianni has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate to be the U.S. District Court Judge in Western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.